Hey guys, and welcome back to Francis Helena Travels Podcast. Today we are joined by Mr. Henry Gaskins, who is all the way over in North Carolina in the USA. Mr. Henry, I call him Uncle. Uncle Henry is a certified health and life coach who seeks to improve the knowledge and well-being of men and women over 40 years old who are confronting 21st century health and well-being challenges. So he himself has even struggled with chronic joint pain, fatigue, and high blood sugar. And he has reversed his type 2 diabetes, weight loss, and has gotten rid of his pain. So he now shares his experiences of helping other people discover the power of their health. And he is also the owner of Cross Your Mountain podcast, which is actually called, I will actually let him explain that to you, but he does such amazing things in the community, and he could also even speak to us about where he lives because I hear North Carolina is beautiful. So here he is.
Well, hello, hello, hello. And I will tell you something, Francis. It is such a wonderful opportunity to be here with you, with all of your listeners, and greetings to everyone. And you cannot go wrong if you travel with Francis Helena. She is beautiful and intelligent and talented. That's the trifecta, folks. So I'm just glad to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. And I know you said you live, well, I said you live in North Carolina. Have you always lived there or?
Well, it's something like this. I am and will always be a New Yorker. I was born in Brooklyn, raised in Queens. The asphalt runs through my blood. Okay, I lived in New York for so many years, and I loved my city. I still love my city, but the city of my time is gone. That the city of my time, where the Bottom Line Club was there, where I saw people like Michael Hedges, the great guitarist, the Blue Note Club. All those areas have changed. The Greenwich Village has changed, even though it's still a beautiful city. And but for the past almost 22 years now, I've been living in North Carolina, and currently my wife and I, we live in the City of Oaks, also known as Raleigh, North Carolina, which is the capital of North Carolina. And I'll tell you something, we couldn't be in a better place. It is a wonderful area, beautiful people. It's incredibly diverse, which is something I grew up with. And so I'm very used to seeing people of different cultures and different countries and greeting them in their language. That's such a wonderful opportunity here. It's a college town. We have three different universities here, and because of that, people have the basketball and football rivalries going on. If you like, if you're into hockey, strangely enough, North Carolina has a hockey team called the Hurricanes. I don't get it. I'm from New York, where hockey means ice. But they have a hockey team down here, so it's a great area. It really is. Now, me, I am a mountain type of person, and the Great Smoky Mountains are just so beautiful. And when it comes to a person's health, and when it comes to reversing illnesses like type 2 diabetes, one must understand that it's more than just a health issue. It is a lifestyle issue. So part of really changing your lifestyle is de-stressing your body. And when you go to the mountains, especially as the seasons change, and you see the beautiful colors, gold and auburn, the darker green remaining, and all the beautiful colors of those leaves, and you can just sit and de-stress because you can feel the power of the mountain itself. That is a wonderful experience. And then, if you don't like that, if you're a beach person, you can go down to Wilmington, where they have some beautiful beaches, Carolina Beach, Wilmington Beach, there's Henderson Beach, and then further up the coast, they have the Great Outer Banks, where all the beautiful houses are and the private beaches are. And every year, my wife and I go out there, we go to the beach house out there along with her family. We spend a couple of weeks out there just enjoying the sea and the ocean and the peacefulness of the waves. It's just a nice place to be. Now, as far as things to do, they've got plenty of things, especially in Raleigh. We just got through our state fair, and they had all sorts of amazing things there. If you like to eat, this is the place to be. So, you know, again, this is my North Carolina. Welcome to the City of Oaks.
Woohoo! That'll be so awesome to visit. And do you take people like on retreats or anything, like because of, to help them with their health?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I do both one-on-one coaching, and I also do group coaching, and then we have retreats during the year. And now during those times, it all depends on where my people are. Because if a majority of my people are out of the country, I have to find a central location for them to come to. I prefer to do it that way. So sometimes it'll be, if we have people here within the States, oftentimes they'll come over here to the mountains. There's a mountain retreat that I like to use. It's a beautiful place. It's got several jacuzzis. It has a nice waterfall nearby. It's a wonderful area to just de-stress in. And then we have a retreat out in Washington, the state of Washington, which is even more amazing, just wonderful, right there by the water, right there by the ocean. And you just, these are areas that I like to use. But that's maybe once a year. Then we have the group coaching, where I do the detox, or I do a group 90-day transformational coaching intensive where my people help one another, as well as let me coach them as well, to lose weight, reduce or lower, reverse the diabetes, and feel their best life. And one of the things that's happening right now, Francis, is we have coming up our detox, reset, cleanse. Now, this is an opportunity, if you're trying to get off sugar, this is the time to do it. Because what we're going to do, we're going to look into all the things that are affecting your life, the elimination of various foods that are not good for you. We're going to look at other things on the personal scale that you may want to change. And within 14 days, you will go through the process of removing and then reintroducing the things that give you energy, the things that give you joy, and the things that will help you to continue on to optimum health. So that's coming up real soon. I really look forward to anyone that would love to become part of it.
Woohoo! I should definitely join it, I think. Oh, that's so awesome.
And oh, by the way, just for your group, okay? Just for your group. And that's only because you're my niece, okay? I made the offer to you. But if whoever brings five people in for the detox cleanse, that individual gets to go through the cleanse for free. If you bring five people in, you're able to get there for free.
Woohoo! Who doesn't love free stuff, right? So let's go, guys. Oh, that's so cool. And are you able to tell us what, because it is Crush Your Mountain, right? But I believe it's an acronym?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So let's just start back with what happened.
Yeah.
All right. So back in 2019, the doctor said to me, Henry, you are pre-diabetic. Now, I had started feeling kind of tired and feeling a little lethargic. I wasn't feeling my best. No, I used to go to work. I used to go to the gym after work 3 times a week. And I found that when I would go there, I just couldn't get through the exercise. I was just going to get started. And all of a sudden, I just peter out. And so I went to the doctor. The doctor took my blood pressure and everything else. And he says, well, you're actually pre-diabetic. But don't worry, he says. We're going to give you some insulin. We're going to put you on. We're going to give you the metformin, and we're going to give you a strict diet. And you'll be able to just live a nice long life until you die. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to. I'm not going to take insulin. Okay. Now, I had been hearing some very positive things in the biohacking field about metformin, so I wasn't I was not adverse to trying that. But insulin, no, and you know, and I decided that I was going to attack this thing myself. I didn't want to just manage diabetes; I wanted to crush it, and that's when I formed the idea of Crush Your Mountain, and I developed the CRUSH method, which is to conceive and commit. So what we do is we sit with you, just like I did with myself. Okay, I took the time to really conceive of what I wanted to accomplish with in terms of my health, but also my life as a whole. I took that time, after which, once I got that clearly in mind, I saw all the ins and outs, I made a deep down commitment that in itself is a process, and we take you through the process of visualizing and committing to that process, after which we refine and rewrite, because things don't always work out. We learn that you're going to run into the bumps, you're going to run into the pitfalls, you're going to run into the brick walls. That's the time when you sit down and you refine and you rewrite your objectives and find the new way. Just like Anthony Robinson says, if one thing fails, you change your approach. And that's what we do with refining and rewriting. But then we undertake, we continue to do, we start to do actually do the work and get the thing, the ball rolling, keep moving in the forward direction. We do everything in terms of getting the support we need. I give the support that my clients need to keep moving and take the steps they need to take. I also offer various options that I might learn of so that they can always stay the course, because undertaking can be the biggest challenge. And then sustaining the work, sustaining everything that you've brought forth so far, because you're still thinking, you're still conceiving, you're still committing, you're still refining as you go, you're still moving forward with your undertaking. You have to sustain it, especially now, because that's when you get the opposition. That's when you get individuals that say, what are you doing? You're crazy. You can't be this way. You can't do this thing. That's when you run into things that just seem to happen out of the blue that they say is Murphy's Law. All those things, that's when you have to have the determination to sustain what you have. And once you've gotten to that point, you can habituate the entire process. And I started doing that myself. At this point, here I am, years later, after COVID, but we're still in COVID, there's still a pandemic, but still, the things have opened up around the world. And here I am, contrary to what I used to do, every morning, instead of getting up and finding something to eat, every morning I do 100 to 120 push-ups a day, plus my other weights that I used to work out with. I've lost 25 pounds. I've actually blown my doctor away, because he sat down and he says, well, I guess we're just going to have to mark that up to some sort of a glitch in the system, because your numbers aren't consistent with one who has diabetes. In other words, I crushed through it. I don't have it anymore. And I'll help people to get to that point as well.
Oh, that's so awesome. That's so fantastic. So, and I think, you know, what you've experienced and gone through really, you know, can be an inspiration to other people to really, you know, change their lifestyle and, you know, have a better life. So that's so awesome that you're able to do that. That's amazing.
Now, I want to tell you, our show is Crush Your Mountain, Health, Wellness, and Personal Growth. So we deal with the issues of health and wellness, particularly in terms of type 2 diabetes, anti-aging, longevity, things like that. And that's the health and wellness aspect. The personal growth really is everything else that an individual goes through in dealing with the challenges of their own life. Everyone has that. Everyone is in a state of becoming. Everyone is in a state of dealing with the various adversities. So if you come to my YouTube channel, you'll meet individuals such as Stacy Cootley, who is a part of the indigenous population up there in Kamloops, Canada, and how she dealt with certain things that were horrible for any young woman to experience, but how she's crushed through it. And she's gone from a receptionist to a PhD in business for the purpose of helping the people of the Kamloops tribes there in the indigenous communities of Canada. You'll meet another lady, another Canadian, whose name is Sandra Ewan, who at an early age was diagnosed as schizophrenia. And instead of allowing that to take her into a dark spiral from which she would never return, she turned her talent to art, and she is one of the most well-known artists in British Columbia, Canada. You can find her on Instagram. You'll find individuals like J.R. Spears, who's a combat veteran who was blown up by a suicide bomber. And in spite of the challenge that he faces day to day, he's managed to turn that around and help others through stress, through PTSD, and through business. And he helps individuals to move forward in life as well. Come on to my channel, YouTube, Henry Gaskins, Crusher Mountain. If you please leave a comment, like, and subscribe, and whatever you do. Oh, by the way, we just happen to have a very pretty young lady there too. And I don't know if you know her or not, but her name is, what's the name of that girl? Oh, Frances Helena. She's there too. And you'll learn her story. You'll see her, the amazing person that she is. You know, I love this channel and I love doing my show live on Facebook. If you'd love to come there, if you'd like to be part of the show, friend me, join up on my Facebook group every Tuesday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the United States. That's when we go do our show. And it would be great to have you guys there.
That'll be so awesome, and we're definitely going to put all those details up on the links and everything on the caption. So that'll be so great. It's so amazing what you're doing out there in the community, and I can't wait. I'm so excited. yes. And so, do you have any final words before we wrap up?
Oh, yeah, sure. Listen, first of all, again, I want to thank you for this opportunity to speak with your people. And traveling is a wonderful experience because it helps you to further your sense of becoming. And that speaks to my company, Chrysalis Transformational Coaching. My motto is, we are all in a state of becoming. The challenge is being intentional about our outcome. So when you travel, when you come visit the city of books, when you visit the mean streets of New York City, and they're not so mean these days, they're so nice. When you come to these areas, allow yourself to expand in your mind, in your heart, and in your soul. And as I say on my channel, don't just climb your mountain, crush through it. And hopefully, maybe we'll see you there.
Thank you so much, Uncle Henry. Well, there you have it, guys. There's so many different ways to connect with people, especially in travel or in health. And so I totally recommend that you go and check out Mr. Henry's podcast on YouTube. And we thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you again, Uncle Henry. We'll see you soon.
Ciao for now, my dear.
Bye.
Bye.